We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I was a little surprised to see this headline that a New York City subway bomb plotter is about to be freed. How can that be? Aaron Katursky is our ABC News correspondent in New York, and he joins us now. Explain this to me, Aaron. What's going on?
Well, Najib Bouazizi plotted back in 2009 to detonate homemade explosives on the New York City subway with two friends. And that plot at the time was called by the then Attorney General Eric Holder one of the most serious threats the U.S. had faced since 9/11. Zazi pleaded guilty, and in the last 10 years, he has provided such extraordinary cooperation, prosecutors said, that he deserved a lenient sentence. And all sides, the judge, the prosecutors, the defense attorney, all were in agreement that Zazi has repudiated radical Islam, and the judge sentenced him to 10 years, which is effectively time served.
Wow. So no one was actually hurt in his plot. That's correct?
That's right. Nobody was hurt. The plot never went off. The feds were on to him the whole time. But they believed that there was, you know, an actionable plot. They had the trio had shopped for ingredients to build homemade explosives, cooked them up in a hotel room in Colorado, drove them across the country. Zazi, in fact, crossed the George Washington Bridge with all those bomb-making ingredients in his car. And it was only, when the feds moved in that the plot was stopped. And almost from the get-go, Zazi began to cooperate. And he told the judge that he is no longer, 10 years later, the naive, gullible 20-something that he was when he fell into the clutches of al-Qaeda at a training camp in Pakistan. The judge scolded him, said that from his chamber's window, he was able to look out where the World Trade Center once stood, and talked about how Zazi had come from Afghanistan as a refugee from war. The country embraced him, but he told him, "You turned on us." But the judge then agreed that Zazi had relinquished his adherence to radical Islam.
I mean, it sounds like a story of redemption, and it's, I guess it's great that he was able to help law enforcement, and hopefully he's helped foil other plots. But how can we be sure that he's not just playing the really long game?
Yeah, I guess everybody
feels confident.
Everyone felt confident, but the judge said, "You know, you'll understand my skepticism." And he said, "You know, that there is a degree of question." But the judge, the prosecutor, the defense, all were convinced, and the amount of cooperation was significant. A lot of it we still don't know about because it's redacted from public view. But in talking to his case agent from the FBI, Zazi gave the U.S. a broad understanding of al-Qaeda that it just didn't have before. He was able to tell them how al-Qaeda soldiers were moving between Pakistan and Afghanistan, how they were recruiting, how they were training, the specifics of what they were training. And he interviewed some 100 times or more, and prosecutors said there was never a question he refused to answer. His testimony helped convict several terrorists, and the authorities, though they did not disclose, were confident, I think, in saying that he did help disrupt certain plots.
So what happens next? If he does walk free, can he live anywhere he wants to?
Well, we don't know what his future plans are going to be. His lawyer wouldn't say, but probably right. Because there is a degree of danger that his life is going to be. And prosecutors said that he cooperated at a great personal peril. He's going to effectively be under federal protection for the rest of his life. I mean, he does face a lifetime of supervised release per the judge's sentence, and then effectively, you know, the feds aren't going to let him out of their sights.
Wow, what an interesting story. I got a lot of mixed feelings about it, but yeah, I appreciate all that information. And you know, let me know if you hear anything new. Aaron Katursky, our ABC News correspondent in New York, pretty interesting. Aaron, thank you.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.